Many local Somali Americans send money back to their families in Somalia. For them, it is a matter of life or death.
They don't have a job. They don't have life. They don't have freedom. That's why I send the money, because when we come in the United States, our life's better than we have in Somalia.
That's Somali-born Tahava Omar. She sends $50 a month to her family in Mogadishu. Roughly 40% of Somalis rely on money from abroad. The process of sending money to Somalia just went from difficult to impossible. Merchants Bank in California used to send money from Washington State to Somalia. But after the federal government tightened banking regulations, Merchants Bank announced they would stop. The federal government fears the money will go to terrorists. Now, Somali Americans in Washington State have no way of sending money to their families back home. Well, Representative Adam Smith, who represents Washington's 9th Congressional District in the Central Puget Sound region, says the inability to send money to Somalia is a critically important issue.
You know, it's the difference between living and dying for some of these people, and they've been blocked. It's become more difficult to get there. And also, I mean, there's the broader argument. I mean, we want Somalia to become a more stable country, and then we're not going to get there if the people don't have the basic economic support. And right now, banks in the U.S., financial institutions feel too much pressure from existing regulations to provide that. There is just very, very few financial institutions that will do it. The largest one out of California has just discontinued the practice, and there are some that will do it just for in-state people, and Washington State has no financial institution that will provide this service, and we have a substantial Somali American population. So it's a critically important issue that right now is not being addressed.
Have you talked to any of your constituents who are Somali Americans to hear stories about the difficulties they're having and the impact that it's having on their families back in Somalia?
Yes, I have. It's having a terrible impact on them. And, you know, they're deeply concerned about how they're going to be able to get the money back to their families in the way that they are accustomed to. So, no, it's a major, major issue. And the hope is, you know, to work with Treasury and the federal government to either, one, clarify the regulations so the financial institutions feel more free to provide this financial service, or two, to get the federal government itself to transfer this money. Great Britain has done that with their government, so it's something that's certainly possible for us.
Well, I'm sure you would agree there is a legitimate concern about money getting into the hands of al-Shabaab and other terrorist groups in Somalia. So how do you make sure that it's getting to the right people? How do you make sure in the United States that if we sent it there, it's not getting into the wrong hands?
Yeah, I think there is certainly ways to do that through the regulatory structure, and we've done that. But I think what we have to understand, I mean, we've basically gotten to the point where we err on the side of no matter what, we're just not going to let the money go. But there is a downside to not letting the money go as well. The assumption is, well, you know, take whatever chance you have to make sure it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. But if you're stopping it from falling into the right hands, you're not striking the right balance.
What's the risk there?
The risk there is that, you know, number one, you will have an increasingly alienated Somali population that doesn't have the resources it needs to survive. And, you know, in areas where you have abject poverty, it makes it a lot easier for terrorist organizations to recruit and gain support. If people have no hope, makes it much easier to turn to those sorts of options.
So what's next in finding a solution?
What's next is working with the Secretary of State and with the Department of Treasury to try to get them to work towards a solution. It's been frustrating. I'll be honest. They've been slow to respond.
So they don't seem entirely open to this?
They're aware of the problem. I will give them that. As far as putting concrete solutions on the table, that's the step we still need them to take.
Ninth District Congressman Adam Smith, he and his colleagues in the House are looking for ways for Somali Americans to send their money back home to families in Somalia. This is KUOW.